is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See you live off the record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Simply the best, better than Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. You know what they say, here in the Bahamas, we go bananas for politics. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. So the deal is done. Mr. Pintard will contest for the leadership, and so will Dr. Hubert Minnis. Dr. Dwayne Sands will go head-to-head with Mr. Ellsworth Johnson for chairman party. Others, I don't know all the other nominations and what have you, but if you have them, you can let me know. I'm happy to entertain them. But it's on. It's on now. And I'm going to tell you what I was told, that if optics has anything to do with the results that will come in June 1, that Mr. Michael Pintard had an impressive showing. He had an impressive group of people who lined up to nominate him, including the two former deputy leaders of the party and deputy prime ministers of the Bahamas. In fact, the deputy prime minister and deputy leader of the party under Dr. Hubert Minnis nominated Michael Pintard. Now it's Mr. Peter Turnquest and Mr. Brent Simonette. They both signed the nomination of Mr. Michael Pintard. I understand that the crowd optics was squarely in favor of Mr. Pintard. So if that has anything to do with it, at the end of the day, it's the vote on cheat. But if that has anything to do with it, then I'm told it was an impressive showing for Mr. Pintard. Let me say something today. If you have never participated in a party's political process doing conventions and stuff, you really should. Like, it's better to ask questions than make statements about what happens. And that's any party, but in particular, let's say the Free National Movement, you know, you may want to ask some questions. So let me tell you something, right? Let me set something straight. If somebody comes to you and tells you that a leader of the Free National Movement came out and told everyone, this my man for chairman, this my woman for chairman, this my man for secretary general, this my woman for secretary general, this my man for deputy chairman, vice chair, and all this kind of stuff. If someone came and told you that the leader of the Free National Movement came out and told you, said that, you tell them you do not understand, nor do you know how the politics of the Free National Movement works. You could tell them, Shivago, tell them that. Let me tell you why. A political leader of a party isn't stupid enough, to go out there and publicly oppose members of his own party or her own party seeking to become one of the holders of a position in the party. How does that work out for a party seeking to promote democracy and then having to work with anybody who the delegates vote for, and you can't make the delegates vote for who you say, even if you're the leader of the party? How would that work? It is an absolute nonsense strategy, and anyone advocating it has no clue how politics really works. Absolutely no clue. You would never do that as a leader. Never do it. You may have your favorites. You may have your preference. And there's a way that work. You work that. And I said to you all yesterday how that works. Hubert Alexander Ingraham, I never stand up in no convention and say, I support in this one. I support in that one. Minister didn't do it. Not stand up and say it. What they do is, they huddle where they huddle, wherever they huddle, with whoever they huddle with. And they have their words with whoever they huddle with. And their people know how to go around discreetly and do what they need to do to try to promote their team. A leader might say, a leader don't have an interest in every position, you know. He may have an interest in some strategic positions, and he say, you know, say, I'd really like to work with that person. He knows he can't dictate to the delegates who to vote for. But he knows that he can speak to and have others speak to who have influence. And a leader knows of the party, I don't even have the most influence with him, her, and him. But your boy down the road does, or she does. So you work with them to try to get them on board. But to go out there and this nonsense talk about, oh, you ain't got your list and you ain't got your team and all that. That is nonsense talk. It is nonsense talk. It's nonsense talk. No sensible, wise, prudent political leader would do that and then have to go work with people. But you overtly campaigned against me, Mr. Leader. Overtly campaigned against me. You used your influence to prevent people from working with me overtly. You used your bully pulpit overtly, and then now you asking me to come and help you get where you want to be? What kind of stupid political leader would do that? Nonsense talk. Nonsense talk. Listen to me. Dr. Dwayne Sands is the chairman of the Free National Movement and has been. Dr. Dwayne Sands hasn't been hoping, praying with nobody regarding his seeking to be reelected as chairman of the political of the Free National Movement. He has never been out there trying to do in Michael Pintard or do in this one and the next one. Mind you, if he has aspirations for leadership, so what? So what? Mr. Pintard does. Thank God. Huh? Dr. Ministers, thank God. Many people do who haven't said so. Hey, what's wrong with that? And for goodness sake, why would an intelligent human being already participating in politics not aspire toward the highest office? Even if they make the call, this is not my time. Even if they make the call, I'm unlikely to succeed at that. But to have that ambition, so what? Having the ambition in the issue is how you work with other people despite your ambition. And look at Dr. Sands, right? What is the talk about Dr. Sands needs to do this and Dr. Sands needs to do? All Dr. Sands needs to do is be articulate, be organized, go and work with these. And every chairman, whoever comes out after this, Ellsworth Johnson or otherwise, has to do the same thing. Ellsworth Johnson, an articulate a gentleman, an organized gentleman. Okay. But what is this talk? And for anybody to pontificate about anybody's future in this country in politics, even if they lose, is to pretend to have knowledge of things that you and I cannot have knowledge of things of because we do not know the future. Did anybody in their lexicon look up and see that Dr. Minnis would have been Prime Minister of the Bahamas, that Mr. Davis would have been Prime Minister of the Bahamas? Anybody saw that in their lexicon of future events? And come on. when we lost the election in 2002, I was sitting outside, sitting down by Arawaki, by Alice's hut. Barbara Forbes could tell you, she knows this happened. And a PLP fellow was so excited that they won the election. Man, he talked to me like a dog. Like a dog. And he said to me, "Oh, yo, you will never see political office again. Never." That's exactly how he told me. And he was using some expletives too. 5 years later, I could look upon his face and say not a word because I was the Minister of State for Finance, a member of Parliament in the House of Assembly. Say what somebody's future is in politics. I said, man, people change their minds, change their attitudes, change their perspectives, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody could write nobody off in politics in terms of the future. So this talk that Dr. Twain Sands has to do this or this one has to do that, what a nonsense talk. Nonsense talk, nonsense talk, nonsense talk, nonsense talk. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
John's Careware is the leading store for medical wear. John's Careware is fully stocked with scrub sets and separates by healing hands, Cherokee, Skechers, Dickies, Medical, and Adar Medical in sizes extra small to 5X. John's Careware also carries a full line of slip-resistant shoes by Nursemates and Clogs, and stockings and socks for those long days on your feet. Thank you to all the healthcare workers who have seen us through these difficult times. John's Careware's friendly and helpful staff is happy to serve you at both Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road locations.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
You need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
music, man. This is not a golden rule. Take heed and don't be no fool. Check this.
You'll never see a dog barking at a parked car. You'll never see him barking if the car ain't moving. You'll never see people talking about you if you're going nowhere. But when you're trying to excel yourself, they got your name everywhere. Because dog don't bark at parked car. No, no way.
Come on.
The only time he can start barking is when the car start moving.
Better than people.
The only time he can start barking
when the car start moving.
That's true, but people do, you know. I know you're trying to figure out exactly what I mean. My friend, listen carefully. Let me explain. See, everything is cool when you're going along with the groove.
Yeah, but like we say, dog, everything cool, eh?
You're trying to make a movie, but you got mad at you.
Why people don't want to see you do good? You know that?
Because
dog don't bark at parked car. No, no way.
They boat, scully boat, scully boat.
Yeah, they get rich and switch.
The only time they can start back in
when the car start moving.
Scully boat, scully boat.
Come on, let's go.
Dog don't bark at parked car. No, no way.
No way, no way.
The only time he can start back in
when the car start moving.
Here we go, here we go.
Scully boat, scully.
Not this one.
Barking dogs.
For mushy everyone boat, who got mushy people mushy waters running.
Barking dogs. Scully boat, scully. For them barking dogs.
They talking about you.
Mushy.
But they even know what they talking for.
Scully boat, scully. For them barking dogs. Mushy boat, mushy.
Don't feel bad. That is happening to everybody who's trying to get somewhere. Check this.
Hey.
You met this thing going on before your life began. And you're sure gonna leave it behind when your life ends. So don't be no fool worrying about when people talk about you. Cause most of the time they're wishing they could be in your shoe. I say,
dog don't bark at parked car. No, no way.
Scully boat, scully boat, scully boat, scully boat. The only time he can start barking
when the car start moving.
Oh, I say,
dog don't bark at parked car. No, no way.
Scully boat, scully boat. The only time he can make some noise
when the car start moving.
I say,
dog don't bark at parked car. Oh. No, no way.
Scully boat, scully boat. The only time he can make some noise
when the car start moving.
Huh. I say,
dog don't bark at parked car.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today on this FNM June 1st Convention Nomination Day, if you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good afternoon. Your theme song was good. I love that song. That's the first one. That's the first song. I don't know if you mean the show's theme song versus simply the best. Read this text for you. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Langlisten. You had me all excited when I heard simply the best. I thought you were bringing breaking news that Mr. Ingram was nominating to be leader at the last minute. I have only voted F&M since the age of 18, but I don't care for Pintard or Minnis, says that text. Okay. So says, great show as usual. I just want to know how low Pintard and Minnis willing to go to win leadership because they could tear the party even further apart. Let me tell you something. I've said this on this show before. Political parties are very pragmatic. They're very pragmatic. And don't mind all this cussing here and cussing each other there and there. Generally speaking, when you see them want change and get in power, oh, they do what they have to do. Hey, let me give an example of that, just so you could know. Free National Movement reached over and grabbed a former chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, a former cabinet minister in the pending administration. Now, mind you, they had all these F&Ms they could have chosen. They went and reached for Mr. Ingram and made him leader of their party and got themselves victory for two consecutive terms thereafter. Political parties are very pragmatic, and they see things ain't going the right way. They have to. They do what they have to do. So your mind is, oh, this one to bust up and disunity, this and disunity and that and the next thing. Even if you see one of these fellas them lose and play crazy, one or the other lose and play crazy, man, listen to me. They'll be a nobody in the wilderness shouting by themselves. If you see the party is interested and believes it can beat the PLP. That's just the way to go. PLP has been always able to quench and quash all their fractionisms. And anybody who tell you they don't have no fractions in the PLP is telling you a big lie. How else could you explain that when Mr. Christie eventually emerged as leader of the PLP after Sir Lyndon retired from leadership, that they had to go through rounds of leadership involving Mr. Galanis, Dr. Bernard Nordich, and Mr. Christie. I can tell you, Mr. Christie and Mr. Davis didn't get along even when they was in the administration. Y'all don't let me talk the whole story now. Don't let me talk the whole story. I mean, I'm talking about the kind of divisions that affected even the way they operated in government. In government, right? And to this day, you know, they may have been law partners, and they still have a working relationship, but don't let nobody fail you, man. Fractions happen in families, fractions happen in parties, and at the end of the day, it all depends on what your collective ambition is and your collective interest is, whether you are prepared to allow your faction to cause you that bigger prize. And most times, political parties ain't about that. Now, can I say something also? So, I'm hearing that, well, Minnis did his homework. Minnis would not have ran if he hadn't done his homework, etc. What would that have to do with anything? You think Hubert Ingram didn't do his homework when he lost the election in 2002? Huh? You think not? But that doesn't do with anything. You do your homework. Your homework don't have nothing to do. Your groundwork don't have nothing to do with what people decide to do. And sometimes your groundwork is a lie. It is a lie. Let me tell you why. Because Bahamians are very much like this. When you meet a Bahamian during campaigning, many Bahamians are unwilling to outright tell you, you cannot get my support. Some will now. Oh, yes. I had some people tell me, Mr. Lang, don't bother yourself. You know, go save. And then I had FNMs who say, oh, Mr. Lang, you know, don't spend too much time here. You got us. You go. But there are some people, and they'll look you dead in the eye and say, yeah, you can get my vote and go vote against you like a... So what kind of ground? What groundwork? What? What does that mean? The only determination that matters when it comes to whether you shall be something or not in an election is what happens on the day of election. And any time you go and campaign is only a snapshot in time. Because somebody could be willing to support you today. Willing. But the next person behind you just came and persuaded them otherwise, or something you said or did ticked them off, and now they're no longer willing to support you, or somebody has negotiated some benefits for you that says, well, you know, I'm better off this way. So a yes yesterday is only a yes yesterday. It has nothing to do with what happens today unless somebody is truly determined, honest, and inflexible about supporting you. So groundwork, man. Michael Pintado is doing his groundwork. Dwayne Sass is doing his groundwork. Ellsworth Johnson is doing his groundwork. Dr. Minnis is doing his groundwork. All that amounts to is an effort to encourage people to support you. It guarantees nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Right? So, I mean, we have to stop. Folk, let me tell you something. Shivago Lang can at best render an opinion based on his experience of politics of our country, the politics of the FNM. I can guarantee you nothing of a factual nature about what will happen in this country in any vote. Human beings are human beings. Human beings have one of the most sophisticated, complex, and tricky assets in the animal kingdom. You know what that is? Free will. They have a mind that could bend this way today and bend that way tomorrow. They have a mind that can contemplate 1,000 issues, possibilities and influences before deciding what they will do. Not only that, sometimes, according to the research that is out there, our minds make decisions for us. And then we try to come up with rationalizations as to why we decided what we do. Sometimes, according to the research, before we make a decision, our brains have already made the decision for us before we are aware the decision making having been made. So you can't be around here putting nobody in no box and stuff like that. You can't do it, man. People are dead flexible. Highly flexible. And if you let them, well, not if you let them, when you let them, and let them almost you must, they will decide what they will decide. Right, I could cough up what I think will happen in the FNM convention. But all that is nothing but a wild guess. Yes. That's all it is. Maybe to some degree informed by experience, guess. But it's still as long as there is uncertainty, then that means anything I say is a guess. If there's uncertainty. Now, and as long as there is the future, which cannot be known with absolute certainty, then that means there is uncertainty. And therefore, we could only guess about the future. So Mr. Pintad said, today is Friday. Is that not true? What does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean? Oh, yeah, today is Friday. Absolutely. So it could be interesting. You know what's going to be interesting? What happens between now and June 1. See, because you have a whole month for people to go campaign. Oh my goodness, if you're a delegate in this country as an FNM, oh my goodness, you can get lathered and showered and grind and dined and oh, you got the air, everybody now. Everybody. All kind of paper flying, digital stuff flying. I don't know how the whispering campaign, the rumoring campaign, the nasty campaign will go, but it'll be interesting. We're going to see over the next 30 days or so how this all plays out. And some of the people contesting, especially at the leadership, are in the House of Assembly. Oh, watch this. So imagine you running for leader of the party. You are the current leader. That's Michael Pindad. You are the would-be or want-to-be leader. That's Dr. Hubert Minnissen. The two of you all in the House of Assembly. You can imagine those debates where, you know, you got question now. You got out now. You got to vote now. You know, you got to show yourself strong now. It's going to be interesting. Anyways, we have to take a break from you, but I'm going to play this song for you. I'm going to play this song for you. I'll be playing some of these election songs. I remember this one. But let me tell you something. Sir Lyndon Pinley was an impressive political personality. Impressive. I mean, marvelous to hear speak. Just charismatic to no end, articulate to no end. And I don't know who was working with them with their political campaigns. But boy, I remember them when this one came out. So we can play this for you. And then we'll take that into the break, the news break. And we'll see you on the end of the break.
Each mistake, oh, you forgave, and soon both of us learned to trust, not run away.
It was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up,
and now it's solid. Solid as a rock.
Somehow we managed, we had to stick together. You didn't bat an eye when I made you cry. We knew down the line we would make it better.
And soon both
right in between. Tried to separate us. Knock, knock on wood. You understood. Love was so new. We did what we had to.
Take a chance. So against all odds, we made a start. We got serious.
Ooh. It's been turned to dust.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up.
And now it's solid. Solid as a rock. That's what.
Burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau. Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I know that we both talked it over and said it's best to forget, and we'll leave all our memories behind us. It's better than it. So sad the song of two empty lives when that moment of truth suddenly arrives. So my love.
And said it's best to forget, and we'll leave all our memories behind us. It's better ended and yet so sad the song of two ends.
That you can rely. just one more try. My darling, so sad the song that says goodbye. So sad the song that says goodbye.
Oh, I know y'all political junkies thought that I was going to give y'all the whole day. Go talk politics and do politics. Calm yourselves. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Friday, far back Friday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So Lyndon used to say when it was getting a little heated, ease the tension. Ease the tension, that's what he used to say. Lord, let me read these texts so we get them out of the way. The question, someone said Dr. Sands was the worst chairman ever. My first question was based on what? Bradley Roberts, wild stylings. Can you say what the job description of the chairman is? I find too many people making grandiose predictions on what they feel and who call them the gossip. The job of the chairman is essentially as a chief executive officer of the party to organize the party's systems, as the party's branches, ensure that they are vibrant and strong, and ensuring that the party is in good, ready state for contesting to be the government. So that's the chairman's job. A lot of times we focus on the fact that the chairman is out there talking and what have you, but that's not the job. The hardest and the biggest part of the job is organizing at the ground level of the party structure. Anyway, this text is, hi, Mr. Lang, Dr. Minnis, don't let no one get under his skin. He's very professional. He know how to deal with those immature members of the House of Assembly. Talk for nothing, bro. Okay. So Mr. Lang, if Dr. Minnis wins as leader, he will lead the FNM to another defeat. Brave, but not even after campaign. All right, good. Glad you all got it off your chest. And the last one I'm reading of a political nature, so don't send him. Ah, boy. I love me some Teddy Pendergrass. You know, and tonight, Teddy Pendergrass was awesome before he had his accident. But after he had his accident, he had some of his most tender songs. And so I'm going to play another one of them for you now. The great late Teddy Pendergrass singing In My Time.
Some and I've lost some, but us dreamers don't complain.
flame. We keep reaching out for passion, no matter what the pain. When I looked into your eyes, it all fell into place. I found what I was searching for, shining in your face. In my time, I've lived in love so much, and through each high and low, I let my heart be touched. In my time, there isn't much I've missed. I've seen love come and go, but heaven knows I never loved like this in my time. After all that I've been through, I'm in love with you. In my time, I've lived in love so much, through each high and low, I'd let my heart be touched. In my time, there isn't much I miss. I've seen love come and go, but heaven knows I've never loved like this in my time. After all that I've been through, I'm in love with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You live long enough, you'll be able to say, just like Teddy, you won some and you lost some. But us dreamers don't complain. We keep reaching out for passion, no matter what the pain. These guys have write some love songs now. Man, oh man, oh man. This Texas Happy Friday, Mr. Lang. While you're in the Teddy Pendergrass groove, I'd like to request It Don't Hurt Now by Teddy. Okay. Okie dokie 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 dokie. We're going to play that for you, but right after I play this one, I'm not even going to introduce it, but like one time when this was out, I didn't have no girlfriend, right? I didn't have no girlfriend, and but you know, being a young man, I wanted one, and so when I watched the video, it used to make me thirst for love, because it sounded so beautiful. What love is like. And actually, the research says that being in love, it really changes your whole perspective in the world. Being in love. I don't know what has happened to the in love afterward, but being in love certainly does change some things about it. So listen to this one.
Used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly suddenly you're in love. Ooh, yeah. everything a man could want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above and things we never take notice of. You wake up and suddenly you're in love. Each day this love affair would last forever. Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above and things we never take notice of. Wake up suddenly. You're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above, things we never take notice of. Suddenly, you're in love.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yep. Have you ever woken up and suddenly you are in love? I think lots of people have had that experience, really. And you were, even when you're in high school or primary school, and you see that boy, that girl, and all of a sudden, like, wow, I'm in love. I don't know how much it happens when you get older, because we get so jaded when we get older. We can't even look at the people we married to and say, oh, no. Ah, boy, this life, this world we live in. So I'm going to try and finish up this Friday, helping you get off your political stump. We have a request. I'm trying to see if we could find a request. You know, this is not a Teddy song that I particularly know. Teddy Pendergrass, I Don't Hurt Now. Okay, but would I be looking for, we'll find it. Okay. So Teddy Pendergrass, I Don't Hurt Now.
Fights, and it don't hurt now. time I would hear a sad song, I would die. It reminds me of when you and I were so much in love. Sleep, couldn't eat, I just sit at home and I weep. But now all that has changed, I found someone to ease my pain. Oh,
no, not now.
Trying to tell you.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right. Simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and Sewage, committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Farmback Friday afternoon. I trust and hope that you continue to do well. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. We're trying to get you into your weekend a little calmer than if you get caught up in all that's going on and happening right now, as important as that is. We're trying to help de-stress you a little bit. Let me tell you all something. All of my research and my practical experience has taught me that one of the absolute best things we could do for ourselves is to learn how to de-stress. It is amazing what stress does to the body. I mean, amazing. And in profound ways, not just in the way you think because you feel bad, you feel miserable, etc. But at the cellular level, the stress is creating tremendous oxidative challenges for you, creating challenges for your mitochondria to function properly. I mean, it messes up all kinds of systems in the body. And so learning how to de-stress, learning how to rest is something that I've been researching deeply now. I mean, trying to figure out all the ways in which they say it is possible to get the best and the most solid sleep necessary, you know. And I found tremendous progress in it. I'm not where I want to be yet, but I made tremendous progress. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, pleasure. Good afternoon, Chibaba. How are you doing?
I'm good. You ain't taking me back to my first hour, though.
Look, yeah, I call to let you know. Right now, I call the radio to riot act.
What I do now?
Look, yeah, Chibago.
Hey.
We out here at Radio Land waiting for this rambunctious conversation, rambunctious, stimulating, a breathtaking conversation.
Take that.
Instead, you try to relax us, and at the same time, you're trying to cause us to go pick up our special ones to go baby, baby make. What's going on, Majimago?
see, that's just how you all go. I know how you all junkies go. You know how the junkies waiting for that hit and you fix, and it don't come.
But look, yeah, see this though, you're taking us away from the pressure rising conversation that is necessary for the soul of politics in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Please play for me the Jets, You Got It All. I believe that can apply to former Prime Minister Minnis and opposition leader Pintar at this time. Thank you very much. Devago, God bless.
Yeah. You too, my friend. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I am enjoying the music as usual. Please play You Are My Lady by Freddie Jackson. I swear by Kenny Russell. You're trying to cause some real problems on this day. Let me see. What the day is? Today is May 5th. Oh, is this Cinco de Mayo? Yeah. No. That's the 5th. We're waiting for the 5th. You're trying to cause some problems on this May 3rd. Let me see. May 3rd to June 3rd to July 3rd to August 3rd to September 3rd to October 3rd to November 3rd to December 3rd to January 3rd, 2025 to February. You're trying to cause all kind of babies to be born around Valentine's Day. Up in here, talking about play Freddie Jackson, You Are My Lady. Let's find Freddie Jackson, You Are My Lady. Since the request has been. Boy, let me tell you something. If you have a baby in February of next year, call me. Tell me if you're listening to the show. Freddie Jackson, producer, you got it? Freddie Jackson, You Are My Lady. Y'all enjoy.
There's something that I want to say. Words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. There's nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you. I guess you should know I feel so. Everything I need and more. You are my lady. You're all I'm living for. There's no way that I can resist your precious kiss. Girl, you've got me.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Ray Conscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, CBS, and Chad Cawley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Babe, you moshed the car?
I ain't moshed the car. The lady who ran into me moshed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Yeah, what boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
John's Careware is the leading store for medical wear. John's Careware is fully stocked with scrub sets and separates by healing hands, Cherokee, Skechers, Dickies, Medical, and Adar Medical in sizes extra small to 5X. John's Careware also carries a full line of slip-resistant shoes by Nursemates and Clogs, and stockings and socks for those long days on your feet. Thank you to all the healthcare workers who have seen us through these difficult times. John's Careware's friendly and helpful staff is happy to serve you at both Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road locations.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I met you, I let go. Oh, you can show.
ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4259. Now, actually, you can't call us, man. We got like one song left in the whole program. This text says, "The Maestro himself by Mr. Barry White. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Good afternoon, Z. Sorry. We can be plumb out of time. Anyways, as we get ready to call it quits for today and send you into your weekend, I want to send you in with some sweet, sweet, sweet love by one of the greatest female vocalists and song singers and writers I know. We're going to send you into your weekend with the one and only Anita Baker. Y'all have a great weekend, man. Be rested. I'm going to go into the weekend doing some cooking. But May, so we're going to be doing some waffles and pancakes and stuff like that. And so God bless y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. He spares life. We'll talk to you again next week. Anita Baker, sweet love. Have a fantastic weekend.
Stay with me, and you will see my eyes. We'll hold you, baby, never leave, 'cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love, help me cry when you're tonight. I feel the shame of my
See You Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, RF Bank and Trust, Broadstar Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.